Hello, everybody. I'm very happy to be here and to talk to you today. I have been invited by your dance professor to introduce myself and to introduce my career as a ballet dancer. You all are young ballet dancers with big potential, I'm sure, and maybe you are thinking of having a dancing career one day, so maybe if you hear my story, then you will have a better picture about how it is to be a professional dancer. So let me tell you how I started. When I started ballet dancing, I was 9 years old. I grew up in a small village near Warsaw, and as a small child, I always wanted to become a performer. When I was very young, I would do my own shows and show them to my parents. When I was a little older, my parents signed me up for some ballet classes. I guess they had the feeling that I have too much energy. After 3 or 4 classes, the teacher talked to my mother. I guess she saw something in me, and she said that I should consider a career as a dancer. I was 9 years old back then. That's pretty late for a ballet dancer to start, but this is how we start in Poland. In Poland, there are only 5 big ballet schools, and all are government-sponsored, so I didn't have to pay for my training. It's a ballet school with regular school, so it's a combination, and you start when you are 10 or 9, and you are graduate when you are 19. My parents couldn't drive me every day, so I had to live at the school in the dorm. In the beginning, it was very boring. I thought I was going to get these pretty tutus and nice point shoes, and I thought I was going to be on stage and look pretty. But instead, I had to stand at the bar and train, repeat movements, and these movements were so boring and slow. I don't remember exactly when I started to like it, but after doing it every day, I finally found some things that were interesting about it. And at the end of the first year, we finally had a show. The teachers in my ballet school were very good teachers. They taught Russian and also French techniques. And one of my teachers was a Polish teacher, but I also had a Russian teacher. When I had this Russian teacher, it was the hardest year for me because she was very, very tough, not only physically, but also mentally. Sometimes, in order to get me work harder, she would use various expressions like, you dance like overcooked kielbasa. Kielbasa, that's a kind of Polish sausage. Yes, and sometimes she would just make me dance for so long that my toenail was coming off and my toe was all bruised and bleeding. But although it was a negative reinforcement, it worked. It made me stronger and it taught me not to give up easily. And because of my teachers and my parents' support, I am where I am today. My last year of school was very hard, exceptionally hard, because I was already offered a job in the Warsaw Ballet Theatre. So the director of the theatre talked to the director of my school, and in that way I could also, partly I had an individual program, individual educational program, so that I could perform in the theatre. Then I took part at a competition, that was the Jackson competition, and that's where the Miami City Ballet, or the representatives of the Miami City Ballet, saw me and they offered me a contract. When I decided I wanted to go to Miami, there was a long process of deciding, so I didn't decide right away. But then finally, I moved to the United States. When I first moved to America, it was in December. And December, as you might know, is the middle of the nutcracker season. And this was at first a shock for me because they use a whole different technique in the United States. They use the Balanchine version. Balanchine is named after a choreographer. And I was used to the European style of ballet, which is different than the American one, which is more classical and more inspired by Russian ballet. As at the end of my speech, I would like to give you an advice. I would like to tell you that becoming a professional dancer isn't an easy choice, and also it isn't an easy way to go. And if you decide to be such dancer, you really have to put everything into it. But looking at you, I see a lot of potential in your eyes, and I'm sure you can all achieve it. Thank you.
Tak, my taky děkujeme. Vy v kabinách teď můžete se dohodnout, kdo bude tlumočit a kdo bude sledovat obsah.